Proverbs 2, verses 1 through 5, these are God's words. My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of Yahweh and find the knowledge of God. So far, the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. To know God and to know his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, is eternal life. If moment by moment, day by day, we were knowing God, we had who God is and what he has done and what he has promised and therefore what we shall surely have. We had all those things before us all the time, on our hearts, on our minds. Then with what love for him would we live, and what love for our neighbor whom our Lord has made in his image and whom he has commanded us to love. How impossible it would be to fear or be anxious. And how small the wounds of men would seem when we have the love and the guarantee of the blessedness of our God ever present with us. Truly, happiness is found and healthiness is found in the knowledge of God. To understand the fear of Yahweh, to walk in awe at him, to be aware of him, not like some fool with his back to the thing that is great and pretending that it is not there, but to live facing God and to know that we are before his face as he describes it. This is what we want. So if we have four verses that are if, and that is the then, we want to pay really good attention to those four verses. We want to know what to do. So the first thing is, my son, if you receive my words. Now, obviously, this is a godly father who is giving his children the discipline and instruction of the Lord. My son, if you receive my words, not just hear them, not just point your eyes and ears in my direction, although that is a good start. But if you receive the words, if you are receptive to the words, if you are soft-hearted to the instruction of God on the lips of your father or your mother, first and foremost, note that the first and great deliverers or givers of God's words to someone is the parents. Someone who lacks Christian parents is way behind on the word of God being given to them. Though God in his grace may save and bring them into the church, grant that they would learn to read and have the scriptures and so forth. Yet this is the ordinary way in the providence of God. This is what we should seek for the instruction of the Lord from the scripture. To be what fills the life, the ears, and then the mind and the heart of little ones, long before even they can read. But you're to receive those words and treasure my commands within you, like someone who has their favorite thing or their favorite treasure, the thing that's precious to them, and always taking it out and looking at it and thinking about it, enjoying the fact that you have it, that we would do this with the Word of God, that it wouldn't be something that we just pull out when it's Bible reading time or family worship time or public worship time, but that it would be something that we treasure, that we think upon and relish and enjoy considering in our heart. Now, if you receive the words and treasure the commands, then you incline your ear to wisdom. Now we're not just talking about receiving what is given. We're talking about looking to hear more that you would then receive. And apply your heart or give your heart to understanding. Now it's not just treasuring the commands within you, but seeking the instruction of the Lord, seeking the word of the Lord with your heart, desiring and then following through, giving your heart to those things, so that not only are these the things that your heart seeks, but they're also the things by which your heart is shaped. So, my son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding, yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding. The temptation in a verse like verse 3 is to say, well, this isn't literal. We can't always go around crying out and lifting up our voice. And yet there is a form of speech that is frequently described in the Bible as crying out or lifting up our voice. And sadly, we live in unserious times when we don't know the reality of God with us, and we don't pray earnestly. Perhaps because of the strangeness to others, this would be something that you do outside, or you find a place far away. But it ought to be something that we are not strangers to, is crying out to the Lord. If you happen to be swimming, you can yell down into the water, and nobody hears you. But you can also do this with your heart, can't you? There is such a thing as a silent cry, the lifting up the heart, the urgent lifting of the heart to the Lord. What is it that you are urgent with God for? Children teach us how to cry for what they want. They cry for the wrong things, and they cry in the wrong way. But at least they show us what urgency looks like. Shouldn't we want discernment the way they urgently cry and plead and lift up their voices? Shouldn't we desire understanding that way? If you seek her as silver or as money, wow, is it ever the plague of men's hearts, not just unbelievers, but even believers, to be constantly thinking about how to get more money, how to increase the total they have, hatching schemes or working hard. There's an intensity in the first part of verse 4, and then there is an intelligence in the second part of verse 4. If you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures. Here there is the planning, the not just the intensity of desire, but the diligence of carefulness and follow through and preparedness. We know the means by which the Lord gives us his wisdom and his word. And so we should order our lives in such a way as to be able. Now, there are some people who love money greatly and they hatch many schemes for it, but they just aren't self-disciplined. They're not self-disciplined to work hard. They're not self-disciplined to spend little. But someone who searches for hidden treasure, he has to make sure that he knows where to look and how to look and has the skills and has the tools. He plans and he has to be very diligent. So also, ought we plan our life and order things so that we have a habit of seeking the Word of God, searching the Word of God, spending time in it, so that we desire to and follow through upon building up the skill of understanding the Bible, using what helps we have. One of the reasons we pay attention when the Lord has given us a skilled teacher of the Word isn't just so that we can learn what they're teaching, but we can learn how to read the Word ourselves by the way the Word is opened and applied properly. If you seek her as silver, intensity, and then in search for her as for hidden treasures, intelligence. I'm not 100% satisfied with the word, even though it sort of gives the partner with intensity. But, excuse me, maybe intentionality. Search for her as for hidden treasures. And so this is the way that the Lord has given us of knowing him. It's by his word. And it's by not just a use of his word that is kind of like a routine of checking boxes, but a receiving of it, being receptive, a giving ourselves to it, our crying out, our asking him for it, because it comes not mechanically, but personally. Even if you're skilled in handling the word, only if the Lord gives you to have that word penetrate your soul and be implanted into you, will it have its effect. And so we must read prayerfully as well, not just receptively and earnestly, but prayerfully looking to him for it. And then this intensity, seeking her as silver, seeking wisdom and discernment and understanding, intensity and intentionality. These are the means by which God has given us to know him. We don't have to go up to heaven to get him, as if we could bring God down for the incarnation. We don't have to go down into the abyss, as if we could bring Christ up out of the grave. This is how Romans 10 talks about it, isn't it? It says, the word is near you, in your heart, and in your mouth. He's describing what we have here, isn't he? That God gives himself to us. He's given himself to us in the coming down of Christ and in the resurrection of Christ, which guarantees our resurrection to be with God forever. But he gives himself to us now. Especially by means of his word. Let's ask his spirit to bless it to us. Holy Spirit, we do pray that this word that you have carried men along to write, so that it is breathed out by God, you would give us to approach and desire and to look to you for and to skillfully seek in the way that we have just heard about. For it is not just theology that we want, and it is not even just understanding or discernment or wisdom that we want, but it is to know you that we want. We want to be those who live in fellowship with you, awareness of you, awe at you, worship of you, so that we will be full of love to you, and even more, that we will know your love to us, which passes understanding, which surpasses all knowledge, which negates, dwarfs anything that anyone else could do, any trouble we have in any circumstance. So give us to know you, we pray, O Holy Spirit, by means of your word. Grow us by the grace and the knowledge of Christ, we ask in his name. Amen.